that be the Lord God Almighty, Almighty God, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, Almighty God, who reigns forevermore. We will always give thanks to God. These are seasons that are wholly devoted to giving Him thanks in our prayers, giving Him thanks and worship and praise. Because there are no days as glorious as the days in which we are living and the days that shall overtake them as we await the return of the Lord. Let's bow our head for a word of prayer. Lord, we are so grateful to you and we continually rejoice in your presence. Make us joyful with thy countenance as you manifest your saving presence, not only amongst us as we are sure receiving now, but to the four quarters of the earth, into every place where this word shall travel now and may yet travel. Give us utterance, give us unction. And let the same utterance be in the hearts of your people. Let the same unction rest upon them that hear this word, that we might be doers of the word and not hearers only. Thank you, Father. We sprinkle the blood of Jesus Christ freely and obtain an unhindered passage for the word of God into men's hearts, into men's lives. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. So coming up on this message are two seemingly related passages of scriptures cropped up in my spirit. I gather that by that very happening within me, I know the Lord wants us to take our journey from those two verses. The first is in Matthew chapter 7 from verse 24 to 27, and the second which came first is Revelation chapter 12 verse 15. And in reading the two of these two passages together and considering them, we see what emphasis the Holy Spirit is bringing to us, what we need to do. Now, in Revelation 12:15, we read Revelation 12:15. Let's quickly open up. It simply says, is it on the board yet?
Yes.
All right. And the serpent that was cast down, that had a terrible decline and continued to decline, serpent that was cast down, pursuing the woman seeking to hurt her, could not, because of the power of the word and the power of the spirit, as we shall see in another connection. The serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman. This is the thing that cropped up my spirit. A thing that is happening now. The serpent is pouring out waters of deceit, dejection, desperation, and discouragement into the world, advancing all kinds of reasons for people to take on such emotions. It's terrible. And the sweeping effect is there. So much so that in verse 12, I will recall, in the last part of verse 12, we are told why this flood is such a menacing work upon the earth today. But the believers need not be caught up with it. When we give ourselves to the things that the Lord wants us to do, as seen in Matthew 7, 24 to 27. Now, the latter part, he says, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he had but a short time. Now, of course, the currency of God's word is always having prophetic relevance to the conditions of his people, and the Spirit is speaking expressly on this. Terrible times of pressures are upon the world. The economic recession will become more glaring, and the climate change will become more glaring, all of which are things that are taught in the Word of God, indicative of the times we are in. And the Lord said the cause of pressures, people will be beating their best, wondering what is going to happen. But the Church of Jesus Christ has a separate experience prepared for them. Now, we go to verse 24. Matthew 7, 24. In Revelation 12, 15, we see the serpent pouring out from his mouth a flood intended to carry away the woman, but the earth opened its mouth, verse 16, and swallowed that flood. Terrible situations. Even men of high degrees will be found committing suicide. Things that are not explainable because of this flood. But it will not get to the borders of the Church of Jesus Christ. They will have an ear to hear the word of the Lord. So, and of course the things that belong to our continued victory is not complex. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. A person who is 2 days old in the Lord can walk in victory by simply taking on these two things and exercising himself in it. So there is no reason why anyone here in this world should not be a victor in his individual and family circumstances, no matter the challenge. The blood of Jesus Christ will bring the victory. And the word of your testimony will bring the victory. There are not two things, but two things next to one, not separately. Say, okay, I choose testimony of the word today, I choose the blood. No, they are married in one. And so Matthew 7:24 says, Jesus teaching that our individual Christian life is set forth under the metaphor of building a house. We are building a house on daily basis. We are building a house. What kind of house we are building and on what foundation we are building it is the subject of this emphasis we are coming in as we come into the mainstream of the message. Now we run our eyes through the four verses, and then we pick the connection with Revelation 12:15, and so pick the connection with 2020. No matter we are living in the world, in this 2020, these are issues that are current. The Bible says, believe the Lord and you shall be established. Believe in his prophets. I'm not talking about persons, I'm talking about the spirit of the prophetic word, and you shall prosper. We shall prosper as we hearken to the voice of the emphasis for the now. Not just a good thing to preach, but an emphasis for the now, the times that we are in now. So we go on. Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine, has been teaching for 3 days, Matthew chapter 5, 6, 7, this is the third day, and was winding up, and it draws attention of the people, not only to the beauty and power and captivating passion with which he spoke, but that they are to hear and do the word. So he says, therefore whosoever hears these things of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Now follow closely. And the rains descended. It must come, and the rains are falling. Not the physical rain, the rains are falling. And the floods came. They do come. Time and again. And there is a flood of wicked water that is being spewed out by the falling serpent all over the world, causing men to go into depression, into mood, into melancholy, into suicidal thoughts. And he can only kill when he can steal. The thief government not before to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So the flood is to steal away the attention of God's people to the two cornerstone realities of the Christian faith. Christ's death, the resurrection, and what implications flow from his resurrection. For he being on the right hand of the Father glorified has sent forth his Spirit. His Holy Spirit in us is the Spirit of his glorification. He became glorified because he ran through his course successful and on the cross defeated the enemy. These things should be heard in the heart. Anyhow, the flood came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded on a rock. Your life is founded on a rock. And the proof of it is that you will do these things. You hold dear the blood of the Lamb. You will confess to him, and you will confess to his word. Victory in all situations, whether in academic challenge, whatever, stay with the blood and stay with the word of your testimony, and you will go over, you will overcome in the name of Jesus. You will not lie down prostrate. By the word of the Lord, by the blood, you shall stand. And having done all to stand, the Bible says. Now, verse 26, and everyone that hear these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the wind blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Notice the difference between these two is not in availability of the word, they both had it. Not in understanding of the word, they both understood it. But whereas one lived in harmony with what is taught, obeying the precepts thereof, the other slackened. May the Lord help us. That brings us to the main burden of the message. In John 15, 26, 27, if you can refer to it, will come straight into something most vital. When we are closing the meditation in the last message that discussed Jesus' blood, his person, his power, and his purpose, and closing up on the note of the word of their testimony being that which is man's use of the blood, I will always secure victory. We said that it was not what he said merely, but the authority behind what he said. We can only say what Jesus says. And if we say what Jesus says, we will always win the victory. And what Jesus says will always be in harmony with his person and his works. Amen? Praise the name of the Lord. In John 15, 26, 27, Jesus says, but when the Comforter is come, he must needs come before the church age begins. The birthing of the church coincides with the day of Pentecost, where the Holy Spirit came down. For then there is a body of people going forth over which the world has no answer. Amen? But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, he shall testify of me. So the Holy Spirit is the principal agent that testifies of Christ. So when we say the word of their testimony, we are talking about the power of the Holy Spirit, flowing by what a person has said. as the Spirit is a testifier, so, verse 27 says, we are also given to be testifier. But the introduction of the ministry of the Holy Spirit in this respect is in the context of saying that He is sent to us as a helper, as a supporter, as one who strengthens us. The word comforter carries all of these meanings. So we go back to verse 26. Notice the context. We are told of the ministry of the Holy Spirit, but we are given that ministry in the light of who He is to us. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeded from the Father, He shall testify of me. But why are you given the Holy Spirit? Why is the Spirit of the glorification of Christ come to you? So that you might have power flowing forth from your testimony. The Spirit of God is upon you. He will teach you the word. He will bring it to your understanding. He will give you a mouth. He will give you wisdom in the time of conflict, and you will always win. Let's hold on to the habit on a daily basis. Testify to what Christ is to us and what He has done for us. Now we go back to verse 27 of John 15, and we'll wrap up that, then we come into this. And ye also shall bear witness. Not that ye also shall speak. It's not the speaking. It's not the human utterance. But ye also shall bear what? Witness. It's important. Yes, I say, I see it. I testify, I see. Christ crushed Satan. And all of his cause are powerless against me. Amen? We shall bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. Constancy of fellowship with the person of Christ is with us by His word, is in us by His Spirit. When there's constancy of fellowship, you have been with Him. Constancy of fellowship, we are at home with the truths that spring up to us in the midst of any conflict. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. So that is important. Now, but there is something else. We are only reinforcing what we see in verse 27 of John 15, that we are called to testify. I shared with you some time ago of how a man in his late 50s came to a crusade that we organized in 1972 in Ogara. Illiterate, but got saved because the message was translated in the language of the people. Now, he was going back from an evening service when some night marauders with because of two persons head cutlasses and say, "Hey," and they were going to pass on him. Out of fright, he just simply said, "Jesus." And whatever those people saw, I did not, those two people just lifted up themselves, turned around, and began to run in different directions, scared of their cheap life. The man had victory because he called Jesus. What does Jesus mean to him? That is all of what a long prayer can contain. He spoke of the blood of Christ. He spoke of his confidence that what is said of Christ is true and gave him victory. May we not choose a different path. May we choose the path of Christ to say only those things which He said. That brings us in recognizing the ministry of the Holy Spirit to what is said of the Spirit of God and God bearing witness to those who go forth in His name, in their individual life and in their service, speaking the same words of Jesus. Now, God spoke His first disciples to receive and proclaim the same in both spoken and written ministry. The only we are repeating what Christ has said. And God did signs and wonders to confirm what they preached, that what they preached is according to all that Jesus said and taught them. This is important. We see this in Hebrews 2, 3 and 4, which we read. God still does the same today. through the ministry of the Holy Spirit, our comforter. If we say what he has said, we can never go down. If we do what he says for us to do, we can never go down. A nation may encamp against you, but David said, in the name of the Lord, I will cut them off. There is something impregnable in the life of anyone who is hooked to the Lord and hooked to his word. May we be so hooked to the Lord and his word, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let's quickly go to Hebrews 2, verses 3 and 4, and we shall wrap up this. See to it. You don't go with another word but his word. He is not committed to supporting any other thing but his own word. The word that gives basis and direction to our testimony must be the same word that Jesus spoke, must be the same word that the Holy Spirit breathed into men from which the scripture came. Amen. Hebrews chapter 2, from the second part of verse 2, but we just take it from verse 3, but we just take it from the beginning. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? You will not neglect the greatest salvation. The salvation is great that you are a winner in your individual circumstances. You are a winner in your health. You are a winner in your career. You are a winner in your marriage. You are a winner in your going out. You are a winner in your coming in. You are a winner in your service. Amen. You will not neglect so great, but you will consider. That is why Hebrews 3:1 begins with what? Consider, the very opposite of neglect. You will consider, you will not neglect, so that your testimony will be full of power in this last hour. I say the better days of our life lie ahead. In all sphere, there is no gloom, there is no doom before us. But the Lord is making a difference between them that serve him and them that serve him not. So make up your mind to stand with the testimony of Christ. Anyhow, we continue. Which are the first, that is the great salvation, which are the first began to be spoken by the Lord. The Lord, yes, the Lord Jesus. And was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. They said, this is what Jesus said. They confirmed it. When they left the scene, they confirmed it. But their words of confirmation was not just all that happened. As they spoke, I said, this is what he said. God bore witness to what they said. He said, God also bearing their word, witness. How? Both with signs and wonders, with diverse what? Miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. Thus we see the connection. The sameness of testimony brings the sameness of effect. If you say what Jesus says, God will do what he says he will do, and the Holy Spirit will empower your testimony, and the victory is yours. Stay with it. Stay with it. Over there are issues that do not change instantly, because by their very nature, there is a time element to them. Keep the word of patience on. Stay with your testimony, and the victory you are expecting will come, except that it will be much greater than you thought. Hallelujah. But in Christ Jesus, there is never any failure. There is no challenge that is with us, but that the Holy Spirit has surveyed the heart of God and brought forth a word. And when we speak that word, when it comes out of our mouth, it will prevail. It will prevail. If it seems to tarry, wait upon it. It will prevail in Jesus' name. It will carry you out of the shores of problem and out of the shores of this country and out of the shores of anything that is not in line with God's word and will for you. I thought you should shout amen. In the name of Jesus. So confirmation is a must. The confirmation for us today, comes by the Holy Spirit, we should expect it, because He is given to us for that purpose. The Spirit of God does not dwell in you in vain. Expect that it will confirm your word. I particularly have this state of my spirit to say the better days of your life are just ahead of you. If it has been great, it is only the first few rungs of the ladder. You will scale higher heights. In the name of Jesus, how? The word is nigh thee, in thy heart and in thy mouth. Dominion through your tongue. Oh Lord our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. And your excellent name in the earth is through the mouth of babes and suckling. Out of the mouth of babes and suckling, that has ordained strength because of the enemy and the avenger to steal the enemy and the avenger. Out of the mouth of babes can speak the word that gives them victory. Dominion through your tongue. Let your tongue be your glory. He said, therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. The glory is your tongue. Why is your tongue called glory? Because it's the ministry, the instrument that will bring forth your glorification. This book of the Lord shall never depart from thy mouth. Never depart from thy mouth. Not out of thy hearing, you will read it, but when you speak it, it is activated. This book of the Lord shall never depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein. The meditation will always end with speaking, both day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. In the name of Jesus. So we come to this. The commitment of God is to Christ and His word. Never forget it. If you have a little heart and you are 1.5 meter tall, it doesn't have any barrier on your path. If you are tall and you are 7 feet 11 inches or 8 feet, no qualms. If it's a little child of just 3 feet 6 inches, no problem. It is not our physical shape, but what spirit is in us and what is coming from our tongue. If His spirit be in us, our word will bring forth life. The commitment of God is to Christ and His word. The same commitment we can enjoy by being with Christ and His word all the time, especially in the times of preparation of ministry. We all have the potential of being witnesses, bearing this witness for Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, there is some rest in my spirit. The word shall bring forth great fruition. In the name of Jesus Christ, persons who are in confused state will find the Spirit of God lifting them up. There will be breakthrough on every front, because this is the best time to be alive. Rejoice, O heavenly people that hear this word, and those that dwell in heaven. Because now is come salvation and strength, the kingdom of our God, and the power of His Christ. And how do we express it? By the word of our mouth, and by our heart conviction to truth, and we testify of it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.